Central Valley Republican Congressman Devin Nunes is suing Twitter and several of its users for $250 million. Two anonymous parody accounts, Devin Nunes' mom and Devin Nunes' cow, are named in the suit. It was filed in Virginia and accuses Twitter of defamation and negligence and of censoring viewpoints with which it disagrees. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Brad Scheer, a social media law attorney and managing partner of Scheer Law. Thanks for the time.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So does this suit have legs given the current protections for internet platforms?
Not really. For example, under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, it provides a very strong legal liability shield for Twitter and other social media platforms for any type of lawsuit that the congressman or anyone else may file against them. So as far as that's concerned, Twitter is basically in the clear. However, it's possible that there could be some issues regarding the people who made the statements. But the thing is, the congressman, he's a public figure, so it's going to be tough for him to win because he's going to have to prove actual malice, which is basically a reckless disregard for the truth and the fact that the people who made the statements knew about this at the time of the statements were made. So it's still going to be very tough for the congressman to actually win a case against anyone individually also.
Over the weekend, we had President Trump tweeting that perhaps there should be a federal investigation of Saturday Night Live for its parodies and the fun that they poke at him. Now, I have not seen any of these tweets, and I understand that some of them may be obscene, but is this a case of somebody not having a sense of humor, or were these serious smears?
I think in general, when you're in the public space, you need to have very thick skin. And I think Saturday Night Live, going back to, its originality with Chevy Chase making fun of the then President Ford with falling down the steps of his airplane numerous times, I think this is just parody. And the bottom line is Saturday Night Live, it's done to make people laugh. So I just don't see how threatening to sue Saturday Night Live or any comedian is really worth the legal issues out there, because at the end of the day, we have a right to make fun of the president, make fun of congressmen, and this stuff is all protected. We live in a democracy, in a free society.
I think when you file a lawsuit like this, the publicity works on both sides. Apparently, the @DevinCow parody account had 1,200 followers before the lawsuit was filed. And according to the New York Times, as of this morning, it has 46,000 followers.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's like the Streisand effect. The Streisand effect happened when Barbara Streisand years ago wanted to basically silence or not allow people to see where she was living on the coast. So she ended up suing someone who had taken a photograph of her estate that was right up against the coast. And because of the publicity, a lot more people want to take a look at it. So for here, I mean, very few people were looking at these Twitter accounts that were allegedly making fun of the congressman. But now everyone wants to see it, and I think more people are going to end up taking a look at it. And I mean, someone like myself, I've never even heard of this issue until the last 24 hours. I want to take a look to see what is getting this congressman so angry that he's got to try to silence these people from just having a good old fun. I mean, he's a member of Congress. He should have some thicker skin.
Mr. Scheer, only about 30 seconds left, but you know, not everybody has the subtle hand of an SNL writer. Are there things that people shouldn't say, or because these are public figures, you can say just about anything about them?
Well, there's a very high bar for a public figure to claim defamation. I mean, obviously, the bottom line is you should be careful online, because the last thing you want to do is be subject to a lawsuit. Because, for example, James Woods, he was able to unmask someone who was saying things that he didn't like in a lawsuit. So that's why you need to make sure that if you're going to say something about a public figure, just be careful, because you could be sued like James Woods sued a bunch of people. And he did that a couple years back.
Brad Scheer, social media law attorney, managing partner of Scheer Law.